makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Wednesday, September 17th. Today, we have media conference calls with Texans head coach Gary Kubiak and quarterback Matt Shaw. Both talked about how Hurricane Ike has impacted the team.
I-72.
Kubiak gave the team 4 days off to take care of their homes and families, but he hopes the time off doesn't hurt the players as they prepare for the Titans.
Well, I mean, you know, probably the most difficult part is, you know, we've been away for 4 days, you know, dealing with our situation, kind of not knowing if we were going to play last week, and then that happening, you know, being canceled, I think it was Saturday evening sometime. You know, so that was hard to deal with, but we went back to work yesterday. We got an extra day of practice in. You know, obviously we're a game behind the rest of the league, but, you know, just feel very fortunate that we are back to work and get a chance to go out here and compete.
How tough, I guess, first off, to get your mind back on football after everything you've been through the last several days?
Well, you know, the number one thing we had to, first off, you know, I mean, our problems here are minute compared to some of the problems that are going on around the state of Texas right now. But we had to evaluate our players, our organization, their families, their issues, make sure that we're doing everything we can to help them with their problems so that we can, you know, get them back in position to come in here and do their job and get ready to play. And I think the organization's done a great job. The players have been very resilient. You know, the families are continue to be a big concern for us. But, we're going to figure out a way to make it work. And, you know, I think everybody's really put their best foot forward. And the players were awesome yesterday. And, you know, just really to me, I see them ready to get back to work you know, just try to get refocused on what we got to do. I mean, that's our job, and that's what we're committed to doing.
Did you stay in town or did you leave?
Oh, I was here. I was here. I won't be here again, though. I can promise you that.
Why not?
That was no fun. You know, I'm a Texas resident. I've been here all my life, I haven't been here all my life. Of course, I was in Denver for a long time, but I've never really been through one. You know, and you know, I don't know that you can explain it. You know, it was scary. It was, you know, very, very difficult time. I just feel very, very fortunate that, you know, that everybody is, you know, is okay. I know that we can't say that for everybody in the state of Texas, but, you know, a lot of people are very, very fortunate, including this guy right here.
Where were you buckled down at with the family?
I was at my house, you know. I had family, mom and dad, all those people trying to, you know, trying to be in one spot and, you know, trying to work our way through it. And, you know, we did. It was fun, but like I said, it was about 6.5-7 hours of a very, very frightening ordeal.
You talk about the families. How crucial the guys at this stage have done what they can to get things back in order, but maybe turn things over to their wives as they go back to work. And is that part of how it's going to work?
I think that's probably the most difficult thing. Is, you know, you're here. We got a job to do to get ready to come play this football game, you know. Probably a good majority of our team, I don't know, I want to say probably, you know, over half of our football team is, you know, still without electricity. And, you know, when you're at work and you've got power and you're doing your job, you know, I guess life goes on as normal. But I think the difficult thing is we got many, many families that are sitting home during the day without power and with problems. And we have to be very sensitive to that and do everything we can to help these players and their families you know, as we move forward. Because, as you well know, I mean, if you're going to work and you got problems at home, it makes your job more difficult. So we're trying to do everything we can to minimize those problems and help them with those problems so that they can do the job.
Have you got a sense for it being difficult for players to was it difficult for players to return to practice yesterday?
I think I can't speak for all of them, but just watching them bounce around, I think, you know, the city's been cooped up for a few days. I think they were glad just to get out and do something. And you know, but, you know, we met. We had a long meeting regarding everybody's issues and want to make sure that we're very sensitive to everybody's issues. And at the same time, we understand that it's our job to get ready to go. And the players, players have been good with both ends, you know, and I think Rick's done a great job with the organization of taking their problems into account and us trying to do everything we can from that standpoint. But they were focused yesterday. They practiced very well yesterday.
What jumps out when you watch the Titans on tape?
Well, I think they're one of the better teams in football. I mean, they're off to a great start. They beat a hell of a team at home opening day in Jacksonville to go on the road. Some extremely tough conditions and handle those conditions, to me very easily. So they've been excellent. Special teams wise, they give you a lot of problems. They do a lot of things. Defensively, to me, they play as hard as anybody in football. And up front, they present many, many problems to you. And they have for us. Offensively, of course, I know Dinger and worked with Dinger, and I think he's doing a tremendous job. I think he does a great job with them, and the young running back has added a punch to them for big playability. That's obvious when you watch them. So, it'll take our best effort. They're a hell of a football team. We understand that.
In broad terms, not necessarily Texan specific, when a team comes out early in the season and has trouble establishing the run, how frustrating is that after a whole camp of trying to get in position to do that tone setting, and how hard is it to dig out of it?
Well, those are things you can talk about, but you got to understand they are difficult to do, and that's been a point of emphasis with our team. I think it's a key to our team getting better. We went down to Pittsburgh open a week. They're a hell of a football team. We got off schedule, got behind, got off schedule, which you definitely didn't want to do, and you're in big time trouble against a football team like that. But I can't speak for every team in this league, but if you are dropping back too much in this league, throwing it too many times, you're probably going to be in trouble, and definitely going to be in trouble against good football teams. And we're facing a damn good one this weekend.
Titans easier to prepare for with Kerry Collins at quarterback?
No, I mean, I think, first off, I have tremendous respect for him. I've played against him many times throughout my career as a coach. This guy's, been very successful. He can sit there and make every throw he possibly can make in the book. Very tough, heck of a leader. I think they played extremely well last week with him. And then the time he came in the game against Jacksonville, I mean, they were, they went right down the field. So I got a lot of respect for this guy and what he brings to this team and what he's done in this league.
How's Green and how important that he get healthy and stay healthy for you to have your full stable?
He's day-to-day right now. So, he did not practice yesterday. I don't think he'll practice today. So, I think there could still be some time with him. You never know with an ankle. Sometimes they can turn around real quick, so we keep our fingers crossed. Is he important? Yeah, he's very important to the football team. But we're preparing right now to go with these young backs, to go with Slayton, go with Taylor, Walker. So, we've been preparing them to play. We were in that mode last week before, the situation occurred. So we'll approach it the same way this week.
You mentioned the running back here. I know you've got one, the rookie that you're expecting big things out of this year. Why is it a rookie running back can have a lot of success in the league where maybe other positions is tougher for a rookie to have such an impact?
I don't know. I think it all depends kind of what you do with them. It's what you're asking a player to do. I mean, you look at the job Dinger's done there with his young guy, and it puts him in great position and plays to his strengths. I think you can limit those guys from that standpoint. Unfortunately, our guy right now, he's got to step up and play like a starter. I mean, he can't be a part-time guy. He's going to have to play in every phase of the game, so... the quicker ours grows up right now, will be a big key to our progress here.
Gary, can you talk about the daunting task before you guys? Not many teams, I think there's three in NFL history that have started out with three consecutive road games. The league doesn't even consider the Saints in that. And of course, we know they did that, and y'all may be kind of in the same boat that they were. But you play 15 straight weeks and the three consecutive road games is a pretty daunting task before you. How do you kind of handle that?
Well, I mean, you just it's in front of you. You understand it. It's not like it's a surprise. I mean, we see that, and I don't have to tell our players the challenge that they have. They understand that. Right now, it's about us just playing better football and rallying through our situation and getting ready to go up there and have a great effort. So we just stay focused on one day at a time. This is Megan, right?
That's Shereen from Fort Worth.
Huh?
Shereen from Fort Worth.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's okay.
But anyway, try to stay focused one day at a time, you know, one game at a time. And, you know, that's what this league's about. Hell, it's about challenges and you know, trying to work through adversity. And, you know, that's what we're committed to doing.
Have you talked to anybody there, how they handle it or what?
Yeah, Rick and I have had many conversations with Mickey. And I think Rick's even talked to Jim a couple times, Haslett. But, you know, just try to ask them about how they handled certain situations, how they went about it. And, you know, we've got to handle ours here. So, you know, it's, you know, like I said, there's difficult decisions every day. And all the decisions start immediately with these players and their families, and then we work from there.
Mario Williams had a good start to the season. What's made this what looks like it's going to be a good season for him?
Well, he's just much more comfortable scheme-wise. I mean, Mario's at the point now where he just goes out there and plays and cuts it loose. He's studying opponents much better. All those things that mean you're more comfortable on the defense, so you're not having to, you know, sit up all night making sure you know where to line up. I mean, Mario knows what's going on, so it's about reacting and playing now. And a very confident kid. I had a really good training camp. Coming out of training camp, I think we could all see that he's got the opportunity to have a big year. And, you know, he did play one of the bright spots down in Pittsburgh.
But Matt Schaub just had some bad luck. He knocked out of both these games last year. Is that even an extra point of emphasis to keep him upright?
Well, I think y'all hitting him pretty hard sure helped, you know. it's tough. He left both of those football games and took some pretty good shots. And, you know, if you play this team, you're going to take some. I mean, I haven't seen many films where they're not hitting the quarterback pretty good. I mean, they're very aggressive as part of the game. And you got to stick in there and battle, and you know, that type of football game is going to be. But you can give Tennessee that they got after us pretty good.
You've got Titans this week, Jacksonville following, and then Indianapolis. Is this your chance to make a statement, hopefully?
Well, I'm not looking anywhere past the one we got this week. You know, we've got enough to deal with this week and a tremendous opponent on the road at their place. That's off to a great start. So, like I said, we're taking it one day at a time and one game at a time.
Your facility fully functional in terms of your day-to-day operation now, Gary?
It's getting close. We have some meeting room problems, which you know, we worked through yesterday and that are better today. I think we're about as good as we could be with what took place. You know, I can't imagine that things are as functional as they are right now, so we're okay.
You guys all able by the time they needed to be there to get to you with no trouble, or did some guys have to go?
We've had our issues. I mean, you know, gas and those type of things are a big issue right now as the city tries to get going again. But you know, we're doing everything we can, you know, with our players. If they've got a problem, then we're taking over their problems and trying to get them fixed so that we can get them here and get them focused on our job.
Schaub has said that riding out Hurricane Ike was one of the scariest moments of his life. Now, he is trying to regroup and refocus for Sunday's game at LP Field.
Well, you know, it's a very difficult situation for everybody down here. You know, a lot of destruction has come through, and you know, a lot of people are suffering right now, not only with our team, but with the community and people down in Galveston and throughout Texas. And, you know, it's a very difficult time for everybody, but you know, one thing we have to do as a football team is focus on what we have to do to be successful this week. And you know, we're right in there with the community and dealing with things, and so our heart goes out to everybody that has been affected. But you know, one thing that we have to do is, you know, come to work every day and be ready to go on Sunday.
The chance to get back to football and play a game on Sunday on the road, is it offer a nice respite from what you're seeing around town, or is it one of those things where there's so much that you're seeing and personally having to deal with that it could be a little tough to put that out of the mind?
Well, I think it's refreshing to get back to work and go out on the practice field and get ready for a game that we love to play and have all been playing for a long time. You know, it's a good release from what we had to deal with the past 5-6 days, and you know, get our minds back onto what we're doing with our jobs and what we're doing here. But you know, once we get away from the facility and get home, then you know, we got to focus on our families and our homes and get everything back in order. But you know, it's a nice refreshing feel to get back to work and go out to practice and have some fun.
Is the city pretty much a ghost town right now? in terms of people evacuated still?
Yeah, there are definitely parts of it that are. You know, I'd say there's a lot of people that are coming back to the city. You know, a lot of us and people in the community had to get out of town, you know, because we're without power or some without water and all the necessities that we rely on a day-to-day basis, and people got out of town to Austin or San Antonio, and so you see a lot of people coming back to their homes to clean up and to assess damages and check on things. But, you know, slowly but surely things are getting cleaned up and people are returning and power's coming back on in certain areas, and you know, it's a slow drawn out process because there's so many things that need to be done. But you know, as a community, you know, we're just all banding together and pulling together. And that's the thing when you have a tragedy such as we did, you know, you just rally around each other and, you know, you get through it and you just, you know, lift each other's spirits up and come together.
Have you hosted any teammates or friends?
Actually, I mean, I'm still without power myself. So my wife and I, we are staying in a hotel right now. Until we get power back on. So I have not hosted anybody, but, you know, I definitely, once power would come on, you know, I definitely would be open to that. A lot of guys have offered their homes to us. So, you know, it's just something that you just band together and, you know, you help each other out in times of need.
Not talking hurricane-related, but generally speaking, football-wise, you ever get impatient? You know, last year, the injuries kind of slowed down the whole process and things maybe haven't gone on the timetable that everybody hoped. Did you ever think, man, it takes a long time to get this thing off the ground?
You know, I never got impatient with it, you know, because I understand, you know, that it doesn't happen overnight. It was very frustrating to be injured last year, to not be out there with my guys and fighting and scrapping. But, you know, injuries are a part of this game that we play, and that's the risk that we run, and you just got to, you know, keep a positive outlook and bounce back from it and come back stronger the next go around. And each year we go out in training camp and in the offseason and build our team up and get prepared to go out and be successful in the next year. And that's what we're working towards and that's what we're focused on.
Did you have in mind that you were knocked out of both these games against the Titans last year? Is that just bad luck more than anything else?
Well, I think, you know, it's just a result of injuries and they're part of this game. You know, I don't want to say they're bad luck or, you know, something to do with that team, but it was just, you know, part of the game and things that happened and were incurred during that game, and it just so happened that both of them were in the Tennessee game, and but, you know, that's part of this game, and you just got to keep battling through things and keep fighting.
Kevin Walter maybe qualify as a well-kept secret nationally, and who's he compared to?
Well, I definitely think he's a really good best-kept secret, you know, around the league. You know, a lot of people, you know, all talk about Andre Johnson and Andre Davis with the big plays he made and the kick returns that he made last year. But, you know, this guy, Kevin Walter, he led our team in receiving last season. And, you know, he's a very dependable player. You always know he's going to do the right thing and be in the right spot. And he's going to block the right guy in the run game, and he's going to stick his face in there, and he's going to have reliable hands to catch the ball, and he's one of those guys that, you know, he's going to be on top of his job, and you know, you have a lot of those guys, you're going to be on the right track, and we're fortunate to have him. And you know, I think by year's end, you know, people are really going to take notice of what he can do.
Fair to compare him to Wes Welker or Brandon Stokley, a guy like that?
But I don't want to label him and put him in a category with other players. You know, he's his own guy, and I think he's a little different from those guys. He's a little bit bigger, and, you know, I think he can do some really good things for us, you know. But I think, you know, he's just his own guy, and I'd put him in a little different category from those other guys.
What's been your impressions of the Tennessee defense through two games?
Well, they're very physical. You know, they fly to the football, and they – they're very fundamentally sound in what they do and in their gaps and in their coverages. So yards are hard to come by against them, and you just got to stick to your plan and not get frustrated or impatient with what they're doing. And, you know, they're very good at rushing the quarterback and stopping the run. And, you know, you do those things in this league and you'll be successful. So they've done a nice job of that through 2 weeks here, and, you know, holding teams down from getting points. So, you know, they're hard to come by, but when we have an opportunity, we need to take advantage of it.
When you see on film, do you see the relentless style that Kyle VandenBosch shows in practice? Does that come through on when you watch film of him?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, he's one of those high-motor, high-intensity guys, maybe one of the the highest motors in the league, and you know that's his MO, and that, you know, he's going to bring that to the table every week and you know, every play. And so you got to be prepared for that, to go 60 minutes of relentless football against him, because he's going to keep coming and keep coming, and you know he's going to be there. So you always got to be prepared for all his stuff.
The team's trying to build a running game and not going the way that, like, maybe at the beginning of the season. How hard is it to keep working at that? How much faith do you have to have that, hey, it might not come on the fifth carry or the tenth carry, but we got to keep at it, and maybe the 15th carry we're finally doing what we want?
That's the key, and you know, being in this running game system now for 4 years, dating back to my days in Atlanta with Alex Gibbs, you know, you got to be patient with it, because you're going to get those ugly, you know, 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 yard runs, and then, you know, eventually you'll get a 15 or a breakout run for 30, and you just got to keep hammering away at it and keep chipping at the rock, and you know, then you'll finally get a big one. You just keep after it and keep after it, because it's such a huge part of what we try and do with our play pass and our play action, you know, because that's what it all feeds off of, you know. So you gotta stay true to the run and keep working on it. You can't just abandon it after 1 week and say you can't do it, or because a guy's hurt. You just got to keep, you know, plugging away at it and have faith in the system and you know, trust it, because once you lose trust in it, you know, it's not going to work. You just got to mentally stay wired into it.
How much can you learn? You sat behind Vic for a couple of years in Atlanta. How much can you learn sitting back watching maybe a veteran go about their business at the quarterback position?
I learned a lot by watching Mike and sitting back, you know, not just on the field things, but, you know, just how to handle my weekly routine and handle the team and guys and, you know, how I would handle things, you know, when given my opportunity. And, you know, just by watching him, I just learned an incredible amount about those things. And you just, it's so different coming from college into this league and being the quarterback and running the team. And, you know, it's tough as a, you know, first or second year guy to handle those situations. And I think I benefited tremendously from having 3 years behind Mike.
Talking about your running backs, you think it's been tough for Amon Green, the little injuries he's had to deal with the last couple of seasons?
Well, it's definitely been tough, not only for him personally, but for us as a team, because he can help us out in so many ways, and he's a big factor when he's on the field for us, not only in the running game, but in the pass protection game and catching balls and being a very dependable player. But like I said before, you know, injuries are a part of the game, and, you know, he's had his share, so we just need to get him healed up and get back on the field. But in the meantime, you know, we've got some guys that we have faith in and trust, and they've shown that they can play very well in this league, so we're just going to depend on those guys to fill in that spot.
Chris Johnson has given the Titans a speed element that they've never had. You feel like maybe Steve Slayton can give you guys a little bit of that same burst as well?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, he's a change of pace guy. You know, he's shown that he can carry the ball a bunch of times. He can block, he can catch, and he's really maturing a lot here throughout training camp and the preseason and into the regular season here. So, you know, he's one of those guys that give him a crease and he can get into the secondary and make some people miss. And, you know, it's very hard for the first guy to bring him down, and he's shown that, you know, he can run behind his pads and get underneath guys and make people miss. So we're definitely excited about the skill set that he brings.
How much does a home run hitter type running back like that change the way the defense has to play you, as opposed to a running back who's going to get, you know, 4 or 5, and then when he breaks one, maybe get 10 or 12?
I think it definitely, you know, I think defenses, they got to, you know, be very conscious of you know, their lanes and their lane assignments, because, you know, you get a cutback guy that if they overrun a play and he cuts back, there's nobody home and he can take it to the house every time. And when you have a guy like that, you know, guys have to play things so much more honest, and they can't try and jump things or play overly aggressive.
Do you keep a close eye on Haynesworth in this game, and how much did it seem like he weighed when he landed on you in that game in Houston last year?
Well, you know, I can't keep too much eye on him. You know, they've got a bunch of good players on their defensive front, and so we just have to be aware of, you know, how they're lining up and you know, just be stout up front. You know, I have complete faith in those guys up there, and, you know, I just got to get back there and get rid of the football, and, you know, can't worry too much about the rush. I got to just focus on my downfield throws and play the game, and
let things happen, you know. And as far as how much he weighed when he landed on me, you know, that's I think we're still trying to find a scale that can measure that.
What have you seen out of, on the other side of the ball? What have you seen out of Mario Williams, at least in practice, first team against first team?
But, you know, we haven't really run, you know, since, third week of training camp or even earlier than that, you know, first team versus first team. But he's a guy that just, you know, he's starting to come into his own. And we saw that last year, late in the year. You know, he had a tremendous season for us last year. And so far this year, he's been picked up right where he's left off. So he can create a lot of havoc and disruption in the backfield. You know, he's just really coming into his own. And we're really excited about the way he's progressing. And, you know, he's just adding so many moves to his repertoire. And you know, just creating a lot of havoc, and you know, people have to pay attention to where he is because he's developing into a premier pass rusher in this league.
Have you guys ever had any conversations about which, of course, because you know you're opposite each other all the time? Have you ever had any conversations about what he could do to get better, what you could do to get better? Because you're always facing each, you know, you're facing the Tennessee version of him all the time, and vice versa.
Right. I think, you know, I think the big thing was throughout training camp and even back in mini camps is, you know, he was really working with Dwayne Brown, our new left tackle, on things, you know, because he's a rookie coming in and hasn't really seen the caliber of talent that he's going to face week in and week out in this league and especially in this division. So, you know, I think the two of them put their heads together and they really just tried to help each other out. And Mario more so for Dwayne than the other way. But, you know, I think that that just made them, you know, get so much better and incredibly ready for the season.
As always, thanks for listening. And don't forget to check out our Texans Today podcast. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.